It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Got a little more for you.
Yeah.
Not better.
It's just more.
It's just more. More noise.
That's what the podcast is all about.
More noise for you. I want to talk about this. I think it's kind of fitting with Valentine's Day, just a couple days away here. Meeting people, you know, meeting someone for the first time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have always said, "Well, you want to meet your significant other at a place like a farmer's market or a grocery store, someplace nice. That's the place where you want to meet your future spouse."
That's somebody who was born in 1942.
Good point.
You know,
according to a recent survey, 32% of people said they know at least one person who's gone on a date with someone they met at the store.
Yeah.
46% of us have flirted with someone while buying groceries. And a lot of people seem to think that that's a really good spot. Where did you meet your wife?
At a buddy's house.
Buddy's house. It was a party?
Yep, party.
Like a little shindig?
It was funny, too, as I was there with another girl.
Mm.
Yeah. And the girl that I was with ended up leaving early. And so I ended up hitting on my now wife.
Yeah. It worked out.
Tried to get her back to the old apartment that night. Wasn't happening.
It wasn't happening. She wasn't falling for it.
No, boy. She didn't bite.
And you're trying to lay down that game.
But, you know, I texted her the next day and bada bing, bada boom.
Were you dating that other girl?
Nah, it was actually the first time I met her.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't really anything.
No, but you were there with someone else per se.
Mm-hmm.
I met Kiki at a bar. Believe it or not, and I always love telling the story because we met through mutual friends, but here's the funny part.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the funny part. She was looking for me.
Oh, yeah.
So I walked in. This was when I was down in Springfield all those years ago, man, going on 9 years now, and this was in 2010. Went out to a bar. Didn't know a lot of people yet. I was still really new there. I was only there for like 6-7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And go to a bar, and she saw me at the bar. I was looking for everyone, and then she saw her friend later and said, "God, I'm looking for this guy. He's got great hair. I saw him at the bar. I can't find him." Then she saw me. Our mutual friend was like, "Oh, that's Brock. He's mm-hmm. great. He's the new radio DJ here at the rock station. Let me introduce you." She was all shy and coy, and then we ended up talking. We closed the bar down, and that's how we met.
Yeah.
I think the whole let's meet at a we should meet at a grocery store or maybe at a library. I think that's a dated.
Well, I have an opinion about that.
Yeah.
If you're a single guy, do yourself a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Meijer in Stevensville around 5 o'clock, because that's when all the single ladies are there getting food for their because they're single but they have kids, and they got to feed them around 7 o'clock. So I'm serious, man. Meijer around 5 o'clock.
But not saying there's anything wrong with being with someone who has kids.
How do you approach somebody in Meijer?
Hey, want a bang?
Right.
That's what I do. Hey,
what are you using that cucumber for?
I just Jesus, it's a pretty big cucumber.
Right.
I don't know. I just picked up these lubes and these condoms in aisle 5. You ready to go? There actually is. They say the best way, best line a man can use. Hey, I can't find something. Do you know where it is? Hey, you seem like a smart lady that comes here a lot. The best one for women to use. Hi, can you help me read something? I'm too short. My little fragile body frame can't reach up there. That wouldn't work for me. I'd be like, bitch, I'm short too. What do you want me to do?
Well, what you do is you carry a bunch of sugar packets in your pocket, right?
Yeah.
And you walk by her and you drop it on the floor right next to her feet.
Uh-huh.
And you walk by and then you come back and you're like, hey, dropped your name tag.
Oh, damn.
Killing it.
Damn, guys. She's going to blow you right there in the aisle, man.
That's what you use the sugar for.
Blow you a kiss. Sorry, blow you a kiss.
Oh. Okay.
Hey.
I got you. It's like a pixie stick. You put a little sugar on it.
That's called sheening.
Oh. Nice.
Right off the shaft. Good Lord.
Jesus.
The shaft of the cart.
Right. The movie. Shaft.
With Samuel L. Jackson. I don't know. Was he in that movie? I think I don't think it matters whether you met him at a bar or you met him at a grocery store or at church. That's a lot of times. I think a lot of parents are like, why don't you come to church with us and meet a nice girl at church?
You'd be surprised the people that go to church.
Oh, it's all the slutty ones at church, man. I went on a couple days with girls from my church. Yeah, boy.
Can we put this out there, too? For all the ladies listening to this right now, if you get approached by a guy, you know, don't be a bitch.
Well, and also,
you know,
but
the guy's trying to, you know, he's trying to pay you a compliment. He's probably a lonely dude.
But to guys there too, I think there's a shoe for each foot on this one. Guys, don't be creepy with it, okay? Yeah. And it's tough. I know it takes a lot to build up courage and go talk to him, even at a bar where people are there to meet people.
You know, honestly, in my opinion, the best way to do it is just to be honest.
Yeah,
just go up to her and be like, hey, you know, you're a very good looking person. Yeah. You know, just kind of break it open that way.
Yeah.
I think that works.
I think it does too.
If you're honest, nice about it, she'll be nice about it. She'll be like, you know, I'm just not interested. Yeah, you know, I'm not single.
Unfortunately, if in a perfect world that would happen, guys would be very guys and gals come up and be nice and not be like, hey, what's going on? Hey, shorty,
right.
Shorty, can I get your number?
Oh, the hollering.
God, dude, that is horrible. But yeah, like I said, if you go up in a respectable manner, you're a very attractive person, and I would like to take you out.
I'm a very lonely man.
Isn't it weird though? Yes, as you can see by my cart full of hungry man dinners. For one, I am extremely lonely. Yeah. I'm masturbating nonstop.
What's the warm apple pie for?
I said I'm very lonely.
Well, if you come back with me, I'll put the pie back.
Eh? but it is weird. I think about it, man, and I was never one to approach women.
You still have game?
I don't think as much as I used to. I don't think it's as sharp as it used to be.
If Kiki flipped her vet off a bridge, you think you could still spit some game, bro?
I told her she drove that vet too fast.
Right.
Ah, why wouldn't she listen? Well, see, now, and again, we've mentioned this before. This is a horrible thing, but the amount of sympathy sex you would get.
Yeah.
I mean, all you'd have to say is, my wife died.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I think I lost my game.
I don't think you lose the game. I don't think you lose it. I think it you got to dust it off. You got to get the cobwebs out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could bounce back pretty quick.
I think I cared less of more what people thought of me back then.
See, I actually think I would be better now because when I was younger, I was so concerned. Is my hair good?
Yeah.
Shirt looking well? Not that it's saying I wouldn't try, but you know, it's like, you were just on edge, and I think women and men can smell desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a guy hitting on a girl or a girl hitting on a guy, like you can smell the desperation. I think that's off-putting. And so I think now the key part would be like, whatever, I'm going to sit up here at the bar if someone wants to. See, I never approached women. Because one, it was like, all right, that's a lot of work. And two, if they come up to me, then I know it's going to be a go. It's game on, you know? So that's usually how it worked for me. But, just bitches coming up to me left and right. It was crazy. I just had a stick that I took out with me just to beat them away. Get out of here. Get. No, that's not true. But I think I could still do it. I think I still could. I think I could. It would take a little bit. It'd take a couple times going out where I'd
have to. Couple shots.
Just kind of loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
Good part is I'm the loudest guy in the bar. So either way, they know I'm there.
You are. You definitely are.
God, this single guy's here again. He is loud.
I can hear him.
Jesus. Yelling. Whatever. Maybe out on Valentine's Day, you find someone to meet. You find them at a grocery store or a bar or whatever. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you. Get that willy wet.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, just go to the booze aisle. Whoever's the females there are single.
If you see a lady buying a gallon of any kind of alcohol, go talk to her.
Get the one that buys the box of wine.
Yeah, if you see, either a box of wine or a handle of like cheap vodka or rum. That's the chick you want to talk to. Maybe not for a relationship, but for a night.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be alone on Valentine's Day, just find the person buying a gallon of booze.
One night stand.
That's all you need, baby. That's all you need on Valentine's Day. Nothing wrong with that. You don't need love.
Nope.
True love. Just worry about that later. For Valentine's, gallon of booze. That's all you need. You both have a good time. All right, that's good enough for us. That's we'll call it a day. Make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. As always, explore more on the website where you found this awesome podcast, WIRX.com, and we'll see you next time. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, hey, Hunter, you dropped your name.
Ah, you're so sweet.
He's so sweet. Sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar. All right, we'll see you guys next time.